Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Siri, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you going?
I'm very good. I'm excited to see what you've brought us today.
I brought in quite an intense novel called Red Pill by Harry Kunzru. The cover is also quite intense. It's got a German philosopher with like red laser beams shooting out of his eyes.
It's pretty cool, I have to say.
It does give you quite a full picture.
It's giving me some sort of
what's to come. So Harry Kunzru is an amazing novelist. He was shortlisted for the Booker last year for White Tears, but he is most well known for his book The Impressionist. Red Pill is a really clever story, which I think if I hadn't persisted in the first few pages, I might have given up. It looks at this man who's going through a midlife crisis, an academic, which I think is the part which would have put me off normally.
You're like, oh, okay. Been there, done that, don't need to.
Totally. He's an academic who is looking at the idea of the poetic self, and he gets a residency in Germany, in Berlin, to write his dissertation. And he thinks it's going to be this really lonely experience where he gets to really grapple with these ideas of the self, but he's joined by these other academics on this scholarship, and he gets plunged into this world of sort of like disaffected right-wing academics.
Topical.
You have quite like Steve Bannon-y sort of shadowy figures, and you know, like Jordan Peterson-esque types, but all through like the kind of malaise of watching like Western imperialism crumble and watching the promise of like the Great West come to an end, he starts becoming more and more obsessed with these like right-wing theories and conspiracies. And there's this part where he says one of the guys, Anton, lives in his head rent-free, and I was like, that's a nightmare.
Can't imagine. Horrible.
Yeah. But I think one of the things that I really love about Red Pill is more than just being like kind of this farce about you know, the current age that we live in and disinformation, it also becomes a novel that tries to find like a philosophical explanation for where we are and a philosophical understanding for where we are. So there's lots of like theory in here. You get some Kant, some Habermas, conceptions of like the real and the unreal, and German romantics. And there's also really great sort of obscure little stories that are embedded in his book, like the story of a punk artist during the 1940s who was captured by the Stasi and tortured for her political anthems. And then it also has a passage related to that that sort of looks at what happens when our private spheres crumble and what happens when your privacy essentially becomes a 24-hour and performance to your invisible audience, which I think,
those are some big topics going on there.
Some real big topics going on there. I definitely don't think it's a book that you want to read if you're already feeling quite like
existential and stressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I think maybe even give yourself like a really balmy summer day where you're feeling good about something. But it is, I don't know, it is a really fascinating experience reading this book. I think quite an important one. I think sometimes even that idea of like, you know, what lives in your head rent-free and memes and stuff, you feel like...
I was going to say, even that language is of the internet.
Yeah, totally. You can tell he's like not like a grumpy dude about it. He's like very engaged in the culture. But yeah, I don't know. It just kind of made me pause and try and think about our dialogues, our culture, our internet language, everything in quite a different way. And this coupled with If Them by Jill Lepore didn't make me feel any better about the internet.
You really sent, you red-pilled yourself, so to speak.
I red-pilled myself.
I guess the title does tell you what's going to happen, and the laser beam philosopher eyes. Yeah, I'm getting a sense of what this book could be like to read. It sounds amazing, though. And as you said, you just sort of have to persevere through that first little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you just, like, forget the idea for a second that he is, like, going through all of the boring motions of a midlife crisis, it gets really interesting.
Okay, that's good. Good advice. Is this out now, Suri? Can people come and grab
it? Yeah, it's out now. It is $38, and you can get it from Time Out and any other good bookstore.
Excellent stuff. Remind us of the title one more time.
Red Pill by Harry Kunzru.
Thank you so much for bringing it in. It sounds hectic, but
it's
fascinating.
So hectic. Thank you.
Thanks, Suri.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
And this